Anything that's been here a while has a lot of stories within its walls. This barn, well, you can tell by looking at it, it's been here a while. And the stories that can be told about the cattle that have been worked in this old feedlot could probably keep us here for days. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. Today I want to talk about legacy. I have had the joy over the last year and a half or so to get to be the pastor of a pastor of pastors. His name is Brother J.W. Wright, and for the last 70 years, that's right, 70 years, this man has faithfully served the Lord. He heard God's call on his heart when he was just a teenager, and he said yes. He was a senior in high school when he began to pastor his first church, and he said yes. He began to pastor that church while he was a senior in high school. He was driving a school bus, and what a story. And he has faithfully served the Lord and faithfully pastored the Lord's churches until his health no longer allowed him to do so. It wasn't by choice that he stopped pastoring. His health just deemed it something he couldn't do anymore. Believe you me, if he had his way, he would still be standing behind the pulpit every Sunday and sitting in people's homes throughout the week, shepherding them and loving them. But the J.W. Wright is a testimony to love for people and love for God, a faithfulness. What a legacy. In the book of Psalms, the psalmist wrote about in Psalm 78 what it meant to leave a legacy to your children. And the whole purpose of that is to teach them about the faithfulness of God, about His law, about who He is, so that they would put their hope and their trust in Him, and so that they would teach their kids to put their hope and their trust in Him. You see, the best legacy that there can possibly be is to teach your kids who God is and how good God is and how faithful God is. That's the legacy of Brother J.W. Wright. And I hope it can be your legacy. Not too long ago, we got to celebrate that 70th year in ministry with Brother J.W. and his dear wife, Carolyn. And what a joy it was for us as a church family to get to rally around them and thank them for running a good race that they're still running. Can I encourage you to fix your eyes on Jesus and run that kind of race? If you want to know more about what it means to follow Jesus like that, reach out to us through this LifeWord page. We would love to talk to you about what it means to leave a legacy that's worthy of following. Listen, it is one of my great joys to get to sit with you on this tailgate every week. And I appreciate you for joining me. It really wouldn't be worth doing if you didn't join me each week, so thank you. Until next week, I pray that you have an incredible week. Listen, I love you, and I look forward to next week when we sit down right here on this tailgate and have a chat. Until then, have a great week, and we'll see you next week on the tailgate.